Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Mike Moss of Doc Penny's Billiards to the podcast. You know, Mike, I know that y'all have only been around for a short time, but tell me a little bit about you and the business.
Myself, I've been a pool, been around pool for 40-something years now. My father was a single father, and I'm an only child, so I got to go hang out in the back rooms of an Elks Lodge here and there while he was doing his business, I suppose. But pool table has always been the babysitter for me growing up, and been playing a long time, just had a passion for it, and finally able to do what I love. You know, everybody talks about if you love what you do, it's not work kind of thing. So
right.
But I've been in the industry. I've actually worked in pool rooms for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
So it's just a situation came about that I was finally open my dream pool room.
So why now? Why did you decide to open a pool hall? I know we've got, you know, a couple other places here in town that you can play pool that are just pool. I know several bars, you know, and the bowling alley have some pool tables as well. But, you know, why now?
Pool is changing. When I just a fresh 20-something year old and going out to bars, it was a smoky dive. You put your quarters up. You played for beer, you played for $5, $10, whatever, but it was always about the challenge and the hustle and the machismo of the room. But it's now changing, and it is now, I can't call it a family event yet because it's still, there's still alcohol involved and
sure.
That sort of thing, but now you see way more couples, way more families that have everybody above age. Leagues, pool is the new bowling. Is the way I kind of like to talk to it about. You go do it once a week, play leagues once a week on a Tuesday night or Thursday night. You're playing against the same people. You start to make some friends. You got some teammates. It is now becoming a social sport. Back in the day, everybody's seen the Hustler and the Color of Money and Paul
right.
Newman on the road and getting your knuckles broke. it's by far changed. And this town has plenty of great places to go play pool, without a doubt. I'm friends with everybody else in town that has tables, and I've been at their places playing. But one, it's something for people to go enjoy a date night, recreational, feel comfortable, not have to endure the smoke. We are a non-smoking facility, so just trying to change the stigma of the sport of pool.
Right. And that was one thing I was going to ask you about is, you know, I noticed on your website that it is non-smoking. Like you said, was that the main reason that you decided to go with the non-smoking is to kind of help change that idea of what a pool room is?
Well, I had been at Boondocks for 10 years. Gary and Kay Elsie owned that place over there, and I was lucky enough to get in with them for a year. And about their sixth year, they decided they wanted to try to make that change from non-smoking to smoking. And, of course, everybody says it's going to fail. You can't go play pool and not have a cigarette and whatever. But they were able to successfully transition. And when they sold, they got some new owners who doesn't have it anymore. But it kind of, they got away from pool being the focus.
Right.
So that's another reason why I knew I could open a place, and the people that were more serious about pool would probably come to mind, and they have. And non-smoking is, you've got anywhere from, you know, 22-year-old college kids that have never picked up a stick that are playing in the league with us. One of our owners is a 72-year-old woman, two-time cancer survivor. She doesn't have to be, if it was smoking, she wouldn't be in there.
Right.
And I'll be honest, you know, there's 25% of our league players probably wouldn't be in there if it was smoking.
Right.
So it you don't have to go home smelling like an ashtray.
Right.
Just because you like to go play pool.
Right. So tell me a little bit about league play, because whenever I think of playing pool, I go out there, I'm hitting the table with one of my buddies or somebody else there. You know, it's just a one-on-one type of thing. So what exactly is league?
There are several different leagues throughout the country.
Sure.
I believe APA, which is what we play, I believe it is the best well-structured from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Some of these other leagues, you get cash payouts every session and this sort of thing. But their set of rules, their goals and destinations are laid out for you. You can be a recreational player, come play with you and your seven other teammates. There's eight people on a team. Mm-hmm. And just visit every week if you want. But throughout the year, there are three sessions, three leagues, three seasons, I guess. Mm-hmm. Depending on how well you do, you get qualified for a yearly tournament, which is local, which mm-hmm. we usually host. If you win that once-a-year tournament, your team goes to Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Just to go play in the Nationals. And when people hear that you're going to Vegas to play pool, they think you're a professional.
Right.
It's not set that way. It's just a structured league of recreational players. APA does not allow professionals. So anybody that's considered a road player, like you might remember Paul Newman being, they're bored with APA.
Right.
It's beneath them. But you need all skill levels to play in APA. If you've got eight people on a team, you have a skill level cap that your team can actually play. So a team can't have all high players because they don't meet that cap.
Right.
So if I'm tapped out, if I'm the highest you can be, which is a seven, mm-hmm. I have to have some twos and threes on the team so I can play.
Right.
And if I don't include them to the team, then I don't even get to play. So it's very well structured to encompass the new scared beginning player. And they've got seven teammates, they've got some experienced players, and you'd be surprised how quickly in 2 or 3 weeks just sitting and watching and talking pool with somebody, how quickly people can pick up some tips.
Yeah. So you said league play is on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
We host Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday leagues.
Okay.
And every other Sunday. We're about to start an every other Sunday ladies league as well. So we're going to end up having five different leagues by mid-April. Tuesday nights is eight ball. Thursday nights is nine ball. And then Wednesday and Sunday we do what's called double jeopardy. You come in and you play mm-hmm. an eight-ball league and a nine-ball league at the same time.
Okay.
So some people like that because they can come in one night and knock out two different leagues.
Right.
Like you're guaranteed to play. You can get two matches in if you want to on the same night. And all of these leagues, we're here. There's travel leagues here, VIP host leagues. They play at 3Bs. They play at Boondocks. They play at Saddlebags. So there's a travel team, there's mm-hmm. a travel league, and then there's in-house leagues. And I think most of our players prefer in-house. And we're big enough that we can host
an
in-house league. So on Tuesday nights, we have eight teams of eight people. So it's kind of nice that, you know, I'm kind of guaranteed 50 people walking in the door on a Tuesday night.
Right, right. When most places are kind of slow.
Right. So, yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's kind of a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You hate to tell a team that you'll play and then not show up half the time.
Sure.
But sessions usually last about 16 weeks. So it's usually three and a half, 4 months. And we squeeze in three seasons a year. And this is all run from a national company.
Right.
APA is based out of St. Louis. And I believe their advertising says that there are over 100,000 active players in the United States.
Wow.
In APA.
Yeah.
And if you get to go to Vegas, you see every one of them. It is a madhouse of pool players when we go to Vegas. to me, the best aspect of APA and playing league is the seven teammates you become family with.
Mm-hmm.
You're also playing another team every week of seven player or eight players, so you're getting to sit with them for 3 or 4 hours. You might specifically play somebody you've never met, but by the end of your match, you two are best friends and talking about this and that. And so you're meeting 7, 8 new people every week.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you're getting that bond with your teammates as well. It's a great way to meet people. Anybody that's like new to town, I would highly recommend. Pool is a family. Mm-hmm. We all root for each other. We're all trying to make each other get better. There's not this hardcore meet me over here and we'll play for $500 thing. I don't like that
mm-hmm.
atmosphere. I want to be comfortable and want you to have a good time, and APA helps us do that for sure.
Yeah. So how many tables do you have?
We have 10 tables. Okay. I wish I had more.
Sure.
We stay pretty busy already. On a league night on a Tuesday night when we let each match have 2 tables. So 8 of my 10 tables are usually used on a Tuesday. We use Valley 7-foot tables. They're mm-hmm. called bar boxes is what most people refer to them as. Diamond pool tables are the best pool tables out there. I ordered them 4 months ago, and I was told 6 to 12 months on delivery. So I'm still waiting.
Right.
But diamonds are top quality equipment for pool. Right. True line. You're not like the bowling alley. He's got some rips, and it rolls off. Mm-hmm. But it's they don't care, and that's fine.
Right.
But when you're in a league and you're playing 2 or 3 times a week, you want the best equipment. So that's coming. We've already signed a lease for the unit next to us. So we're already talking about expanding.
Well, and that's one thing I was wanting to ask you about. I heard that y'all were looking to expand, and you've also got the big deck out back as well.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about that if you feel like it.
The atmosphere of the room, I've been to a lot of pool halls, so I don't know if that's bragging or idiocy, but I've been to a lot my whole life. Whenever me and my father ever traveled, hey, let's go place, shoot a tournament, that sort of thing. So I picked up a lot of things that I didn't like and that I loved. So I stole little ideas here and there from different places that we visited. But my goal was comfort. Mm-hmm. A pool match might last you 3 hours. A pool tournament might last you 12 hours. If you're out on a date, we hope that you're there for 2 or 3 hours. So comfort was the main thing for mm-hmm. me. Used to, you have to fight for 1 or 2 little bar stools in a pool hall, and nobody's comfortable and you're standing. So the focus was comfort, service, and spaces other than the pool table. So the lounge was certainly one of them. The patio that you speak of.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a place for the smokers to go.
Sure.
And I don't want them having to hang out front. So we built a nice patio. We've got a 240 square foot patio. Half of it's covered. So in the wintertime, we've got heaters out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to see the use of the uncovered patio that you can. We actually have a lake view where we're at, kind of. Through the trees,
right.
But you see the lake. You sit out there, nice breeze off the lake. I anticipate that there's going to be quite a few people come out and just hang out on our patio. We did covered and uncovered, so if you want to go outside and not have to be exposed to the smokers that happen to be out there, you're going to have your fresh air spot too.
Right.
But after work, glass of wine, get a salad on your way home, just relax and visit with your friends after work is kind of what we anticipate there.
Yeah.
We don't have a bar mm-hmm. in there. I mean, we sell beer and wine, but I elected to put in a lounge instead of a bar. Great sectional, nice little swivel chairs. Come in and visit. Mm-hmm. Jukebox isn't blaring loud. You can have a conversation.
Right.
Just, and I've had some people tell me, man, this feels like home mm-hmm. when they walk in and hang out and relax.
Right. Tune in to Check Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need.
including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
You mentioned the salad, you know, and the beer and wine. You know, what all do you have in the way of food and that kind of thing?
We are, I got very, very lucky. Kelly is a fantastic cook. So we're kind of letting her run with the menu, and she is coming up with some amazing menu items for us. We have a very small kitchen. We don't have a grill yet. We can't do burgers. We can't fry fries. We're hoping to expand and get a good kitchen. But, man, she does everything from ham and turkey melts to she has started loaded baked potatoes now. We're doing buffalo chicken ranch quesadillas. She does a potato soup every 3 days. She makes a fresh batch of potato soup. We're trying to be something maybe not the typical burger and wings type place.
Right.
Every week we plan on having a special. Maybe every 3 days we plan on running a special. So even from our menu, you'll have to be able to get something probably new every couple of days anyway. Once we get open with a big kitchen, of course, we're probably going to go full bore. Burgers and fries and what's your typical bar food, what you would call it. But I really feel like we're, somebody described us as a upper class truck stop or something is what they said.
Right.
So salads, chef salad, Caesar salads, finger foods. Man, we've got chicken fries, chicken mini tacos, great queso. We do salsa, skillet queso. We throw some chili in there. If we've got it, we'll make it for you.
Right.
If you want some variation of all that. But we have a lot of fun. Yesterday she threw us a blueberry jam, bacon, onion, egg, and I think a lettuce on a sourdough. Just trying stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be added to the menu.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I was like, man, okay, this is the weirdest thing I've ever eaten, but it's fantastic. So
yeah,
we're going to experiment and have some fun. It's not going to be your typical food. Beer and wine, I've got, oh, man, I probably have 60 different beers. I don't have room for draft yet. Still, right. We're still kind of confined where we're at. The goal is to eventually have some draft beers, but we're focusing on recycling, so we're mostly cans where we can get it. If you prefer to drink out of glass, we can obviously give you a cold mug. But we've got a very good selection of drinks, wines. We are eventually going to be able to sell you a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you only have a glass or two of it, the state law of Arkansas now says you can take that bottle home with you,
yeah,
which is weird to me. It doesn't seem like it should be legal.
Right.
So on a Sunday, when everything's closed,
right,
you can come up to our place, and as long as we pour you a little bit and you order a little bit of food, you can take mixed drinks. Did you know this?
Yeah.
This is crazy to me. Apparently you can get a mixed drink to go now.
Yeah.
In the state of Arkansas.
Yeah, and that's, I know that was partially due to the pandemic, you know, they passed a lot of that to kind of loosen some of that, to allow bars to essentially stay afloat during the pandemic because nobody could come in.
Right. So, I learned that one. That was a new one to me. But wines, wine coolers, sodas, refreshments, tea, coffee, anything that you might could possibly want. We have applied for our liquor license, and it's always an ordeal when we deal with the state of Arkansas.
Sure.
But liquor license is coming, and I hope to have that ready maybe by the time we expand. When we expand, we'll move our kitchen. We'll actually build a bar
right
over there. But it will be a separate room from the pool room. Pool is the focus.
Mm-hmm.
League play, tournament play. We're finding Friday and Saturday nights, we get quite a few double date couples. They can come in and relax. It's kind of a nice setting, you know, quiet and light and not dark, but mood,
right,
for a nice evening.
Yeah. So, you know, I know you mentioned earlier, you know, when you typically think of a pool hall, you're thinking of a coin op. Do y'all do coin op? Do you have, you know, Is it just a kind of a standard table with, you know, your balls already set, or in a box, or how do y'all do that?
We do rent by the hour, half hour minimum. Monday through Friday, we're open every day at 12 o'clock, by mm-hmm. the way. Monday through Friday from 12 to 5, it's $5 an hour. Doesn't matter if it's one person, four people.
Mm-hmm.
All other times, we do $8 an hour. We do that for a couple reasons. Coin ops typically break down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mechanics involved, and we're all the time having to fix tables. And another personal business reason, a date night, a couple can come over here and put a dollar in a table and play that game for an hour.
Right. Right.
I mean, they're getting great value, but it kind of ties up the table time, especially when I know I didn't have enough. So we rent by the hour, and we encourage you and three of your friends to come out, get a table, split it between the four, and it's $2 an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fantastic entertainment. Another reason we do that is so we can greet you, and actually a host will take you to your table, get your order,
right,
instead of walking in and not knowing what you're doing, what you need to do.
Right.
So we feel like it's a little personal touch instead of having to deal with quarters and coin machines and, hey, table broke again. So
yeah,
we feel like it's a good rate. $8 an hour is our normal rate. And the league players, we give a special break to. You know, we just let the team pay a set amount. Most of the tournaments that I run, the green fee, your table time's worked into the tournament entry and that sort mm-hmm. of thing. So I really encourage people to utilize this Monday through Friday.
Right.
If you're retired, you're off work, you can come play for 3 hours for $15. You know, it's just, there's not much better value for a 3 hour gig anywhere.
Right. So, you know, where are y'all located? And how can somebody, you know, get in contact, you know, website, that kind of thing?
We are at 5401 Central Avenue, just past Jose's. I think most people know where Jose's is on 7 South.
Right.
We are between Jose's and Bubba's Catfish,
mm-hmm.
the little fantastic catfish food truck out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the left side if you're headed south. There was a shopping center there that when the highway got expanded, they had to rebuild.
Right.
So it's called Southridge Plaza. And we're actually, there's three buildings. We're in the back building. We have half of it and eventually hope to have all of it. But 5401 Central Avenue. Our phone number is 501-547-9562. We do have a Facebook page. You can just search Doc Penny's Billiards, find that. And we do have a website that's pretty new. We've only been live for a couple weeks, so we're still updating it, but docpennies.com.
And that's Penny like the coin, not Penny with the extra E.
P-E-N-N-Y-S, yes. The name Doc Penny's is my father. Passed mm-hmm. away a few years ago. His name was Doc. He was a doctor, but everybody called him Doc. That was his nickname. And Penny was the lady I referenced earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She's just been in the scene in Hot Springs forever and ever and wanted to be involved. She's retired and she's having a good time with life right now. And I would imagine that you survive what she did twice, that your aspect on life is, all right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So Doc Penny was the character that we came up with to kind of give them some love for sure. But yeah, Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, instead of I-E-S. So DocPennies is .com. We don't have all the information on it. We encourage people to give us a call. We really encourage people to come in. And just if they'll come in the door,
mm-hmm.
we get a wow response a lot.
Yeah.
It's not what you think a billiard room looks like in your head.
Right.
It is clean and comfortable and nice equipment and homey.
Mm-hmm.
If people just come in, I feel like we've got a chance.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you coming by.
Man, this has been a blast. I like to talk. So that's no big deal here.
Yeah.
Call us. Find us on Facebook. Send a message. I have a wonderful, wonderful staff. They all care about pool. They've all been involved with me since day one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're going to run across this employee that doesn't care or know. These people are my family, as well. So pool family, come on out and give us a try.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.